On Election Day in just over 2 weeks, voters will decide whether there should be a legal limit to the number of patients nurses care for at one time in Massachusetts hospitals. Units in some hospitals already staff at or better than the nurse-to-patient ratio spelled out in ballot question number one. WBUR's Martha Biebinger visited one of those hospitals to see what that looks like and how things might change and whether more nurses will make a difference.
There are 27 beds in the unit called White 7 at Massachusetts General Hospital.
Our main focus is surgical patients, abdominal surgeries mostly, and any type of trauma that comes through.
When Brenda Pignoni, a staff nurse, arrives around 7 a.m. on a typical day, she gets her patient assignments, finds a spare computer, and logs in.
And I have to classify each patient according to how many times I take their vital signs, how many drains they have, if they have emotional needs. And each time I click one of those buttons, my patient gets classified according to a certain number. So the higher the number, the more acute they are.
And the more time they need with a nurse. Not all hospitals in Massachusetts use a program like this to assess patients, but they would all be required to if question one passes. At Mass General, nurses click more buttons if a patient needs to be watched constantly, or unclick buttons as they improve. And as their patients' needs change, Teresa Capodilupo, the nursing director on White 7, adjusts the nurses' assignments.
So we do that type of exchange every single day. Every minute, it's pretty much minute to minute many times.
Capodilupo never assigns nurses on this unit more than three patients during the day. That wouldn't have to change, since question one requires one nurse for every four patients on a unit like this. But the question one ratio applies 24 hours a day, and currently night nurses sometimes have five patients on White 7. To avoid hiring more nurses, Capodilupo says she'd have to shift nurses from day to night. And that would mean some patient care would have to shift to the nighttime as well.
Nights, we try to promote sleep. I don't want to give bed baths in the middle of the night.
At 5 a.m., trying to draw their blood at 5 a.m.
Pignoni and Capodilupo want to support nurses at hospitals who have too many patients and would be helped by question one. But Pignoni isn't convinced the ballot question is the answer.
Why isn't the focus more on what they can do to help change that situation versus making everybody follow the same cookie-cutter solution when we don't need that?
Some supporters of question one say they've been putting the focus on safe staffing at the State House for 20 years. There was a compromise that led to nurse-patient ratios in ICUs, but nurses at many hospitals say that wasn't enough.
I mean, this is an effort of desperation.
Judith Schindel Rothschild is an associate professor of nursing at Boston College.
So here we are, trying to make sure that there is equitable care across our entire system, because there are wide, wide disparities.
Schindel Rothschild says her research shows wide disparities in the quality of care across Massachusetts hospitals as well. There's broad agreement that nurses matter when it comes to things like infection rates, bed sores, and falls. But does a certain ratio make a difference? University of California at San Francisco professor Joan Spetz studies the California nurse-patient ratio law, the only one in the country.
The research has been very inconsistent about what kinds of outcomes there have been.
Meaning no consistent improvement in patient safety or care. But Spetz says job-related injuries for nurses are down. Job satisfaction is up, and hospitals with especially poor staffing have been forced to hire more nurses. In Massachusetts, some hospitals, such as Massachusetts General, have more money to spend on nurses. But Linda Condon, an emergency room nurse at Morton Hospital in Taunton, says that's no guarantee they always will.
MGH hospital executives could choose to change how they're going to do things, could choose to increase the number of patients to their nurses. And there's nothing to stop them from doing that.
Condon, who supports question one, says she's routinely asked to do the work of three nurses during her shift. Nurses for and against question one agree that should not happen.
It saddens me that this is on the ballot.
Debbie Burke is the chief nurse at Mass General.
Is it on the ballot because there are some organizations that haven't listened to nurses? So I think it's sad that it's come to this and that we're going to ask the general public what they think about how we should staff.
But here it is, with nurses as closely divided, according to WBUR polls, as are the voters who will decide this question on November 6th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.